This is the Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm Taylor.
They're calling it the Great Quarantine Revival, a series of virtual evangelistic events hosted during Easter week by the ministry Pulse, ultimately resulted in more than 100,000 salvations. Find out more after this break.
Liberty University is more than just exceptional academic programs, NCAA athletics, and state-of-the-art facilities. They believe in training champions for Christ. Their students are innovators, leaders, and dreamers who carry Liberty's mission into hundreds of professions. They know that where academic excellence and unwavering faith meet, there is Liberty. Explore their campus virtually and learn how you can train as a champion for Christ online or on campus by texting Charisma to the number 49596. Again, text Charisma to the number 49596.
Nick Hall and the Pulse Ministry report that more than 100,000 people from around the world committed their life to Christ and accepted salvation as a result of virtual evangelistic events hosted during Easter week. According to a press release, the gospel responses came from two primary events, a Good Friday service and a leader check-in. The leader check-in, held April 8th, featured Christian pastors and leaders virtually joining to offer perspective in the midst of the pandemic. People who contributed included Beth Moore, Francis Chan, David Platt, Reverend Samuel Rodriguez, Lecrae, and Priscilla Shire. Lecrae said, "No one in the last 100 years can say they have walked through a global pandemic, but God isn't intimidated by this. I know a God who has been around for plagues, for famines, for diseases and pestilences. I know a God who can handle all those things, and he can handle what we are dealing with right now." On Good Friday, Hall was joined by Ravi Zacharias, Max Lucado, Lauren Daigle, and more for both live worship together and teachings. The service was reportedly broadcast in nearly 100 countries and translated into 40 different languages. Hall said that included some countries where Christians are persecuted, which means the translators were risking their lives to participate. All combined, Pulse's Easter week events were viewed by 1.7 million people, though that number only reflects Facebook and YouTube numbers and could be higher. The events also raised $80,000 for Churches Helping Churches, a campaign that provides financial relief for churches at risk of closing as a result of money problems during the quarantine. Praise God for this evangelistic unity in the body of Christ and for the thousands who have entered into a relationship with Jesus. And if you like this story, you can hear more stories like it through the Charisma Media Audio service. You can find more information about that at charismamediaaudio.com.
Thanks for listening to the Charisma News Podcast, one story, well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com or check out the podcast every weekday.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joy Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.